A voice comes to one in the dark. Imagine. To one on his back in the dark. This he can tell by the pressure on his hind parts and by how the dark changes when he shuts his eyes and again when he opens them again. Only a small part of what is said can be verified. As, for example, when he hears, "You are on your back in the dark." Then he must acknowledge the truth of what is said. But by far the greater part of what is said cannot be verified. As, for example, when he hears, "You first saw the light on such and such a day." Sometimes the two are combined, as, for example, "You first saw the light on such and such a day, and now you are on your back in the dark." A device, perhaps from the incontrovertibility of the one to win credence for the other. That, then, is the proposition. To one on his back in the dark, a voice tells of a past, with occasional allusion to a present, and more rarely to a future, as, for example, "You will end as you now are." And in another dark, or in the same, another, devising it all for company. Quick, leave him. Use of the second person marks the voice. That of the third, that cankerous other. Could he speak to and of whom the voice speaks, there would be a first. But he cannot. He shall not. You cannot. You shall not. Apart from the voice and the faint sound of his breath, there is no sound. None at least that he can hear. This he can tell by the faint sound of his breath. Though now even less than ever given to wonder, he cannot but sometimes wonder if it is indeed to and of him the voice is speaking. May not there be another with him in the dark, to and of whom the voice is speaking? Is he not perhaps overhearing a communication not intended for him? If he is alone on his back in the dark, why does the voice not say so? Why does it never say, for example, "You saw the light on such and such a day, and now you are alone on your back in the dark"? Why? Perhaps for no other reason than to kindle in his mind this faint uncertainty and embarrassment. Your mind, never active at any time, is now even less than ever so. This is the type of assertion he does not question. You saw the light on such and such a day, and your mind, never active at any time, is now even less than ever so. Yet a certain activity of mind, however slight, is a necessary complement of company. That is why the voice does not say, "You are on your back in the dark and have no mental activity of any kind." The voice alone is company, but not enough. Its effect on the hearer is a necessary complement. Were it only to kindle in his mind the state of faint uncertainty and embarrassment mentioned above. But company apart, this effect is clearly necessary. For were he merely to hear the voice, and it to have no more effect on him than speech in Bantu or in Erse, then might it not as well cease?